we are starting to get a clearer picture
of what the 2018 governor's race will look and sound like in Michigan.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics. In just a little more than a year, Republicans and Democrats in Michigan will choose their candidates for governor in the August primary.
Governor Rick Snyder, term limited. It's a wide open field.
This is the time of the quiet campaign.
Candidates are building campaign teams, recruiting volunteers, and courting donors. In fact, we'll get a better sense of who's a serious contender when campaigns release new fundraising numbers this week.
And right now, those campaigns are trying to create the messages and the issues and the way that these candidates are going to try to frame themselves.
Those messages and issues will be determined largely by who gets in.
On the Democratic side, there is former Senate Democratic leader Gretchen Whitmer.
We need more statespeople who know how to solve problems. And I think that's what I bring to the table and sets me apart.
Former Detroit Health Director Dr. Abdul El Sayed.
I think we are not doing a good job being able to articulate exactly what our values are and how it is that we are going to press those values.
And entrepreneur Sri Tanadar.
I am a problem solver. I'll get the job done.
So Whitmer is the more well-known within Lansing political circles.
Not so much in Detroit, Grand Rapids, and the rest of the state, though.
Her message is going to be all about her 14 years of experience in the legislature and her willingness to take on Republicans and fight.
El Sayed, who hasn't held an elective office, is instead pushing himself as someone who will reorient government. His message, experience as an elected lawmaker doesn't mean you'll be a good chief executive. And he's positioning himself as the progressive voice in the race.
And if that all sounds a little familiar, a la Hillary v. Bernie, it's because it is. El Sayed was a Bernie Sanders supporter. He also says he actually can pick up voters who are disillusioned by both parties, even folks, he says, who voted for Trump.
Entrepreneur Sri Tanadar trying to pull kind of a Democratic Rick Snyder, putting his private sector experience building businesses to work in the public sector.
Whitmer will try to make the primary about her insider's capacity to get things done, the practical political experience to help Democrats win their issues. El Sayed and Tanadar, they could push things in different directions, like commitment to progressive causes.
Now, on the Republican side, this past weekend, State Senator Patrick Kolbeck announced he's running.
I think top priority is to restore government back to the people.
His presence changes the conversation. He is super conservative and might just push other Republicans farther to the right.
Kolbeck has never been afraid to buck Governor Snyder and Republican leaders. He could easily push other Republicans out of their comfort zone.
Dr. Jim Hines has already turned in signatures to get on the Republican primary ballot.
And we are waiting to see if and when the real marquee names of Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette and Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly get in. They're already, though, circling each other with an eye toward the primary fight ahead.
Because there is a constant tension in campaign messaging between sticking to your own plan and reacting to your opponents.
Between sticking to your message and counter messaging. It is difficult to pull off.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.